This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Meanwhile, in 8 years since most of you started high school, we're also better off. You and your fellow graduates are entering the job market with better prospects than any time since 2007. 20 million more Americans know the financial security of health insurance. We're less dependent on foreign oil. We've doubled the production of clean energy. We have cut the high school dropout rate. We've cut the deficit by two-thirds. Marriage equality is the law of the land. And just as America is better, the world is better than when I graduated. Since I graduated, an iron curtain fell. Apartheid ended. There's more democracy. We virtually eliminated certain diseases like polio. We've cut extreme poverty drastically. We've cut infant mortality by an enormous amount. Now, I say all these things not to make you complacent. We got a bunch of big problems to solve. But I say it to point out that change has been a constant in our history. And the reason America's better is because we didn't look backwards. We didn't fear the future. We seized the future and made it our own. And that's exactly why it's always been young people like you that have brought about big change. Because you don't fear the future.
Well, this was the president at Rutgers. Touched on a lot of things there, and I know for some people that are hearing his statements about how much better America is than when he first took office, they're still trying to work the calculus on that, Scott. And
definitely trying to work the calculus on that. And it's really nice to kind of mold and shape whatever numbers you want to play with. To make your point easier. I don't know if it's a better place. I don't know if it's a worse place either. So,
well, you look at businesses. I mean, businesses, and we've had several conversations with experts in business, you know, and people that do this for a living. And, that's, to me, you just look at business growth. Look at what's happening. And when business is growing, you know, we're thriving. And business has been languishing, since this administration. They've done things with more regulations. And you think that at a time when you want to hold off on regulation, you want to make it easier for people to get into business and be successful. And what seems to be going on is just the opposite. You know, the president and progressives on the left continue to put what I say a stick in the spokes of business people rolling down the road. You know, I don't know how that helps. And all these regulations that are just retarding the process. And this is being addressed. You know, Trump is talking about this because he's a businessman. He knows this. I mean, it's so academic. But, you know, you got a president who doesn't understand business. He hasn't been a businessman. He somehow, with all these other theoreticians, sit there on the sidelines, and they come up with all these, you know, lofty dreams and ideas. They go, tell me where that's worked anywhere, you know?
Well, I can only look at myself. I know I make more money now than I've ever made in the past,
mm-hmm.
But I'm working more. I'm putting in more hours. I've taken on more projects. I'm doing so much more now. Mm-hmm. So I should, in my mind, that's why I'm making more.
Well, I don't know. Real quick, I, and yes, I mean, some people are able to get on top of it, and they're doing, but they're working. they're working harder. That's what I hear over and over again. You're exactly right. Some people just haven't even been able to get there. They just don't have a job. Or they're operating under, you know, kind of in the black market, you know, under the table. Everything, just pay me cash and I'll do it because I'm trying to survive. And how do we repatriate those dollars? I think that's going to be a big question and something down the road that we'll have to face. But we got too many millions of people doing that. It's a tough way to go. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. If you want to drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com, and just say, hey, Martinez, make sure I'm included in the run for that DVD Blu-ray from, on the movie Risen. We've got more to give away. All you got to do is just send me an email, and you get in the running, okay? It's just that easy. Hey, with us right now, and it's always good to have him with us, and back is Mario Lopez. He's the president of the Hispanic Leadership Fund. Mario, how are you, buddy? Hello? Did we lose him?
Yep.
Okay, I'm not... okay, Mario, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, okay, there you are. I couldn't hear you there for a second. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. I want to talk to you about some particular issues that the Hispanic leadership is for. And, you know, when you hear these, you go, wow, this is, this is rather... A conservative perspective here. When you look at taxes and the economy, for example, you believe the tax burden on American families is too high. People should be allowed to keep more of the money they earn. Government overspending, massive deficits create pressure to take more money away from American families and lower their standard of living. I mean, these are some of the issues the HLF believes in.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and the main thing is that the data bears that out. I mean, we have a lot of evidence based over the last decades and decades of history, and it really shows that government intervention does exactly the opposite of what the people who are in favor of intervention wanted.
Right.
And what we want, our most important thing, is we want to create opportunity and prosperity for all Americans.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, when you consider, you know, the candidates that are up there, I think there's a clear delineation as to who will do that and who won't. I mean, you've got Hillary Clinton saying, look, we want to continue the same policies that Barack Obama has given us the last 8 years. And, he talks at Rutgers like everything's all good. But we hear what's her name from the Wendy's commercial. Where's the beef?
Right. No, I mean, regardless of the issue up and down, it's clear that she has staked out positions that are basically meant to further her political ends. And she doesn't care if she destroys entire sectors of the economy in the process. She's taking lessons essentially from her boss, Barack Obama, who's gone after industries, whether it's for-profit schools or the gun industry or small businesses by the way of franchising. There are a lot of industries where they just particularly targeted and tried to wipe them out. Coal is another one.
Exactly.
The energy sector.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is quite shameful, to be honest with you, because we remember Rahm Emanuel's, you know, never let a good crisis go to waste.
Right.
But what they're taking that now is they're saying, well, let's create the crisis to begin with, and then we'll definitely won't be able to let it go to waste.
Well, it's amazing. They create the crisis, and then they act like they're the heroes and the savior of the day, and they're the ones that created the crisis to begin with. And, you know, and shame on the mainstream media for not calling them out on this. I mean, everybody, it seems like there's a growing number of people waking up and seeing the game that's taken place. I mean, Barack Obama said, we're going to redistribute wealth. He clearly set out to do that. He's done it on so many levels. And this is why, you know, Trump, in a sense, stands in contrast to this this globalistic perspective. I mean, to the point that John Kerry says, hey, borders, borders, mortars. You know, what do borders mean? You know, they're irrelevant. Really? I mean, how did we get there? I mean, how do you get to the point that you got somebody, Secretary of State, saying that borders are inconsequential?
Yeah, it's really quite shameful. And again, this all, because remember one thing, I mean, they want to package socialism as something that's for the poor and the downtrodden. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that when you concentrate power the way socialism does, what you do is you're benefiting the people who already have the power.
Right.
And that's why a lot of times you have big businesses marching in lockstep with the big government types, is because that they know that all the other restrictions that are going to be put out there are not going to hurt them, because
right.
they're the ones that have hundreds of millions or billions of dollars, and they're going to be able to deal with it. What it's going to hurt is the people like you and me. You know,
yeah,
and
exactly. Well, and the people that we represent and support, Mario, I mean, it's going to crush them. I mean, they have absolutely devastated the middle class with their policies. And, you know, and to your point, I wonder, like in the back rooms here, you got all these money people that are being attacked by, you know, by Hillary and progressives and that sort of thing, and the president of the United States. But yet they saddle up to him. They're spending the night in the Lincoln bedroom. You know, they're having buddy-buddy, you know, cocktails with one another and that sort of thing. Like, you know, they just chuckle and they go, oh, well, you know, it's just part of the dance. You know, the people are, you know, like Jonathan Gruber said, the people are too stupid. They just can't figure this out.
That's right. And Jonathan Gruber said that about Obamacare. And then we mm-hmm. have most recently... what was it, Obama?
Ben Rhodes.
Writers, right,
yeah.
Laughing about the fact that, oh, yeah, when we wrote that, you know, if you like your insurance plan, you can keep it. I mean,
yeah.
They were laughing up something fierce about that.
Right. And Ben Rhodes, of course, was on the Iranian deal, and he worked the mainstream media. And the mainstream media, I mean, he really threw them under the bus, and how they have not reacted. And I don't know, you know, I've sensed, Mario, that once this president leaves office, there's going to be a humongous reveal, you know, with him on the other side of being, you know, being president. There's just things that we will find out along the Gruber line, along, you know, this stuff that's being revealed with the, you know, with Secretary of State Clinton, her emails, Benghazi, all this stuff. I think it's gonna come out big time here. But you know, at the end of the day, Mario, and you know, the Hispanic leadership and what you guys are doing here is you're looking at reality. It's like, you know, let's forget all the rhetoric. You know, what is really happening, you know, in your life? I mean, we were talking earlier about small business. You write that it creates 2/3 of all jobs in the United States. The U.S. Census states that Hispanics start small business at a rate 3 times higher than the general population. Why would you not want to promote that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the small businesses are the engine of the American economy. They have been for decades, and thankfully they still are. I think a lot of people, you know, haven't sort of taking the time to stop and really reflect on that, because they kind of assume that, you know, huge businesses always have the bulk of the jobs, and it's just mm-hmm. not the case. And when you're talking about, for example, Hispanic small business owners, you're talking about jobs that are created within those communities to help people with opportunity and to help them create a better life for themselves and their families. I mean, that is the American mm-hmm. dream.
Exactly. And that's what this is all about. It's about opportunity. And, you know, what we love about our culture, Mario, is that, you know, we're not afraid of hard work. We've demonstrated time and again that we're willing to do whatever it takes. And Hispanics have been the backbone and, as you say, the engine for small business for a long time in this country. And more are right there rolling up their sleeves and ready to, you know, put their shoulders, you know, to the problem and to really be let loose if this government will let them loose. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. More from Mario Lopez on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10, 2, and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuzenup, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuzenup because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuzenup Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez Live.
And we do everything we can, not only for the sake of opinions, is bring in the facts and the truth of the matter, because when it comes down to really making a choice, we want to do it based on the facts and the truth as best we know how. Mario Lopez continues with us, president of the Hispanic Leadership Fund. And we were talking about the Hispanic Leadership Fund because I think there's some important things that you need to understand about his organization and all the good work that they do there, including education. He believes every child, I should say the organization does, and I know he does as well, as I do, every child in America should benefit from a quality education. Every parent should be able to make choices for their children that put their kids' learning first. I don't know how much clearer you can make it than that, Mario.
Yes, and it's unfortunate because you would think that that's something that everyone should be able to agree with, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
Again, we see certain folks who, for them, it's more important, frankly, to protect teachers' unions or failing schools than it is to have kids, you know, be able to fulfill their potential. And that's really a shame.
Well, the people need to stand up and start realizing that it's our money. I mean, we give it to the government to steward it and to invest it on our behalf. And that investment demands a return on investment. But we've been very casual about it. We've just let them mount up debt to the point of $19 trillion and counting. And we keep throwing money at the problem, even whether it works or not. In most cases, it doesn't. And they keep coming to us and asking for more, and we're going, look, we're doing everything we can right now. Every household for the last 8 years has been meeting around their dinner table saying, okay, how do we cut back another 10% this year? How do we cut back another 15% this year? Everybody's been cutting back, doing everything they can to tighten up their belts, but yet this government has continued to expand in the face of the worst economic crisis that we've had in the modern era.
Yep, that's right. That's right. And here's the thing. I mean, again, we look at the data because it is out there. And what you see is that spending per child has pretty much no bearing whatsoever on the outcomes of student performance. It's not about the money. Now, obviously, you need some money to build schools or to have, books and supplies and things for kids. I mean, you're not going to cut back to drastic levels or anything. But when you talk about improving a failing school, for example, and one side is saying, oh, well, we just need more funding. We need more this. We need more that. We need more money. We need to, you know, no, that's not necessarily the case. We see that the schools that perform the best often are very middle of the pack when it comes to average funding. But what they're doing is they're putting in reforms and systems in place in order for children to be the main focus and for the outcomes to be the main focus.
Exactly.
And those are the kinds of things that we need.
Right.
We don't need to protect teachers based on seniority. I mean, I think we should respect seniority, but at the same time, it should be about performance. That's the ultimate goal.
Well, teachers should be celebrated. I'm all for celebrating teachers, but let's create an environment that honors that. And not just because you happen to be in the union, you've got a certain tenure or whatever that you've achieved. I mean, that you actually are turning out kids that are going out and being successful. Those I want to applaud, and we want to continue to reward and acknowledge the teachers that do that. Like you say, what it is, it's about the focus. If the focus is about unions and business as usual within this broken education system, then we're going to get more of the same. But I agree with your point wholeheartedly, Mario. It's got to be about the kids. What are we doing for the kids?
Yep, that's right. And that's something that gets lost. I mean, they want to sort of paint it in that light. But when you look at their solutions and when you think of the things that some folks on the left sort of stand vehemently against, things like parental choice in education, things like charter schools, I mean, they fought that tooth and nail. They've sort of only begrudgingly now began to accept, you know, charter schools and private schools as kind of options, as long as they can find ways to sort of insert more control over them. But you know, that's something that we see has been provided so many kids a tremendous opportunity in our nation's capital. The D.C.'s Opportunity Scholarship Program that was very successful and very popular among the poorest neighborhoods in in Washington, D.C., and was turning out productive kids who were going to college and that. President Obama came into office. He cut funding for that immediately. That was one of the first things he did.
Right.
And in the meanwhile, he sends his daughters to the best private school probably in the city, and one of the best in the country, completely bypassing the public school system. I mean, that's hypocrisy at its worst.
Well, it's everything. They do this, whether it has to do with health or education or anything. It's always they're treated like elites. Somehow they deserve it, and they always get the best, and we end up with the crumbs, and we're continuing to promote a system and a program that's not working, and somehow it's okay. But this is where parents, and I think parents, again, are starting to realize this. You know, whether you want to call them the silent majority, but they're starting to speak out. And, you know, I guess what we're all saying is, look, we're seeing the same thing you're seeing. We just need to get on the same page and let them know enough is enough. The other thing that you talk about in the Hispanic Leadership Fund is government and regulation. In 2010, the average American worker worked every single day from January 1st to August 19th just to pay for their share of federal, state, and local government. Is it any wonder, Mario, with this kind of pressure that some people just say, hey, look, I give up. If the government wants to give me some food stamps and whatever, I mean, I'll just sit here on the side. But, for me, I think that that's unfortunate because suddenly by doing that, you've subordinated your dreams and passion and hope and example and modeling for your family, you know, to do that. And I think we got to have a voice that comes out there and encourages people to dream big dreams, to get in the fray, because we need them to do it. But they're looking at, you know, this government subsistence and welfare. I mean, you know, it is at a humongous cost. And an individual cost for what it costs them and their family for them. I'm not saying it shouldn't be there. I think it should be there when it's needed. But if you don't need it, then, you know, we're raising a bunch of crippled people.
Yes, that's right. I mean, there's some very basic principles, again, at stake here. You know, like you said, when it is necessary, I think the vast majority of people in this country rightfully think that there should be some sort of safety net. But it needs to be more like a trampoline and less like a hammock.
Exactly.
Right? And again, you know,
good idea, good analogy. Yeah.
Great examples from recent history. Bill Clinton, to his credit, did sign the Welfare Reform Act and had welfare to work as one of the key components of that reform. And it was wildly successful. People got off welfare and people were able to use it again for the purpose that it was intended, as like a temporary assistance in a certain dire circumstances.
Yeah.
But then they were able to get off welfare and work and provide for themselves and their family, and that is the real road to prosperity, not
exactly
government dependency. But unfortunately, once again, the Obama administration completely gutted the welfare to work requirements, and now we're living with the results. We're seeing increased government dependency in a lot of communities, and that's just not something that is helpful.
Right. Well, Mario, the last thing that you have noted here, and I want people to understand this about Hispanics, because some people think that all Hispanics are just about, you know, broken borders, just bring everybody in and that sort of thing. You know, the Hispanics I speak with is they're very reasonable. They understand that we can not just have the borders open. The system is broken. They're talking 13, maybe upwards of 30 million people at the end of the day because of this broken immigration system. But Hispanics want solutions as well, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the most important thing, is that we want to solve the problem. Obviously, we need to have border security. But the best thing that we can do to complement that security is to have a legal immigration system that works. So we can cut back and not have this illegality and be able to have people who come here and say, yes, I want to apply, I want to do it the right way. And if we have those channels that are currently very tied up right now, again, in big government morass of red tape, then I think we can channel that in a very positive way that'll help not just them, but it'll help the entire country.
Well, Mario, we're out of time, and I appreciate you coming on. Mario Lopez with the Hispanic Leadership Fund. Thank you, Mario. This is Bill Martinez at 29 After.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Ladies and gentlemen.
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Don't forget, when you send me an email, say, Martinez, put me in the running for that Risen DVD. We got some Risen DVDs to give away, and all you got to do, drop me an email, bill at BillMartinezLive.com, put you in the running. And, you know, it's going to come out officially on the end of the month, May 24th. But right now, you can get your hands on it, and why not? The price is perfect. It's absolutely free. Bill Martinez here with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And our next guest, I've been looking forward to this opportunity to speak with him, especially in light of what our culture is going through. And you know about this show. We're going to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And sometimes when you talk about the truth and as you have this discussion, you know, you just pray that the grace of God is here. Because it's not that, you know, we're purposely looking to offend somebody, but sometimes we need to be offended. You know, so, you know, that being said, you know, we're going to talk about something that our culture is having a hard time addressing right now, and that's about gender identity. And we've got two former models with us, and talking about this cultural of distortion that we're faced with, you know, here in this country. And their latest book called "Girl Defined." With us right now, Kristen Clark, and is Bethany? Was she able to get some headsets with us as well, Kristen? Oh, great! Hey, wonderful. We got the Peppermint twins on with us now. Not really, but they're sisters, and I just love where their heart's at and what they're trying to do for girls. And it's not only for girls, ladies. I got to tell you, you know, this is going to help guys out a lot too, because you know, we need healthy people out there. And you know, at this point, if the women can get healthy, then the, you know, men will follow suit, and you know, we'll get this and realize you know, God's great promise for all of us. Mm-hmm. So tell me, Kristen, tell me about the book. You know, what motivated you guys to, you know, come out with this book at a time when, you know, there's so much political correctness, and mm-hmm. you went head to head with some issues here that we need to talk about.
Yes, absolutely. And I love how you set us up there that we're ready to offend your audience.
Yeah,
we wrote this book just like you were saying, that we look out in our culture and we are seeing devastation as a result of totally straying from God's design on so many of these key issues. And so our passion behind this book was to write something that would take us back to God's design, because we've experienced, Bethany and I, so much freedom in embracing his design, even though it's not popular. It is countercultural. We've experienced so much freedom and fulfillment as women by embracing this design. So our passion is to help women and girls understand that and help them get back there.
Well, Bethany, as a former model, you know, some girls would say, well, that's easy for you guys. I mean, here you are. You're gorgeous. And, you know, it's kind of an easy deal for you. What do you say?
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of girls who look at us and say, well, you have it all. You have... You know, you're pretty, it's easy for you, but we actually write a story in our book about Marilyn Monroe. We kind of kick things off with that, and she looked upon as a woman who had it all, and she personally experienced so much heartache and even ended up, you know, ending her life through suicide. And so a lot of times we point girls back to her and say, you know what, it doesn't matter if you have it all. You think you look, you look at us, and even, well, you're pretty, you had it. We say, no, it's because of what God has done for us. It's because of who he is. And ultimately, that's where we find our security and satisfaction, not because we're pretty, not because it looks like we have, you know, what it takes. Because ultimately, if you don't have God, you're not going to have it, just like Marilyn Monroe.
Exactly. Well, Kristen, as we know, and we've learned the hard way, as I tell my kids often, that experience defines preference and awareness, is that the outside, the external, can only carry you so far.
Exactly.
Because we're all human, and we're going to deal with the peaks and valleys of life. And unless you have that substance of character, you're not going to get on the other side. You're going to stay in that, in that valley.
Yeah, exactly. And in our experience with the modeling industry, that's what we saw behind the scenes, is girls who appeared to have it all. You know, these were girls who were the most beautiful, mm-hmm. but behind the scenes, they were honestly some of the most insecure, depressed, unhappy girls, because they were defining their worth and value based on what the culture was saying would fulfill them, which was a beautiful outward appearance, but their heart wasn't there. They weren't mm-hmm. finding their identity where it needs to be found. And so they were actually some of the most unhappy and depressed women that we experienced.
Exactly. Well, Bethany, in your book, you tackle five sections, and interestingly enough, this idea and this topic has been revolving around the show for whatever reason. Andra Tanteos was on, tied up in knots, and basically, she addresses in her book, it's got, you know, here it is, women's liberation, everything, we supposedly have it all, and we have nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
And you say femininity got wrong.
Yes, we do talk about the topic of feminism in our book, and we actually have a chapter where we talk about the three pillars of counterfeit femininity, and that's where we go into what we call the three pillars, basically liberation, independence, and sexual freedom, the three pillars that we push on us as women. Kind of the roots of feminism, really, and Chris and I have felt that we're pushed to be liberated from God's design for roles and gender. We're pushed to be totally independent, really all about us, all about me, and then really pushed especially to be sexually free, just to embrace no purity, no bounds, and that's really, you know, not helpful for us as women. It really is just harmful and hurtful.
Exactly. And Kristen, for the young girls and the women who have followed, what the culture has sold them on, and on the surface, they would say, okay, it makes sense. I mean, everybody's doing this sort of thing. I mean, I'm a 60s kid, and it was, you know, love the one you're with and all that kind of stuff. You had the hippie movement going on, and on the heels of that, of course, then you have, you know, the Jesus movement as well, which I thought, you know, was quite interesting a lot of free-loving people would go from one extreme to another. Some try to keep toes in both camps, which is always the case. I mean, you know, we always want our cake and eat it too, but God doesn't operate that way, does he?
No, not at all. You know, God has given us, and we dive into, like Bethany said, in chapter 3, the three pillars of counterfeit femininity, we share with girls and say, hey, God is our designer. He is our creator. He is the one, that's why our book is called Girl Defined, because we're getting back to God's design. Mm-hmm. As our designer, he is the only one who can define our worth, purpose, purpose and value as women. So the minute we stray and we say, hey, this feels good, I'm going to do this, this looks good, I'm going to chase after that, as soon as we stray from God's design and His authority, that's when we go wrong. That's when we run into tons of trouble.
And guys, I hope you're hearing this because, you know, we need to co-labor with the women and the girls in our lives to encourage them, just as we need to get back to God's design for our own manhood. And that's a whole nother book altogether, but we want to focus on women today. But the deal is that you imagine, you know, I remind people of that moment there in Genesis when Cain is down in the mouth and God has not accepted his sacrifice because he thought he could cut the corners. But God is a righteous God. He's a just God. And he says something that I think needs to continue to echo. And it has been echoing through the millennia, but I'm not sure we're holding on to it the way we should. And that is that he told Cain very simply, he says, if you do right, so right being righteous, you do the right thing, will it not go well for you? And that's what we need to hear and forget about what the culture is saying. I mean, it's got to, you know, at some point the rubber meets the road. And are you honoring God with all that he gave you? And if you do, time and again, even in the most dire of moments, I hear from people, even though I'm going through a tough time in my life, I could not imagine doing it without God.
Yes, Bill, that's exactly right. Totally agree with you there.
So I want to encourage guys that we hear this, that you understand this is a movement that's happening in the women and the girls around which you're orbiting. And so this is a good thing because you imagine when the women, you know, see and realize that their identity and definition comes from God. Lord have mercy. You've got a woman who, if you're fortunate enough to marry one, as God says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and receives favor from the Lord. And this is the kind of wife you want, whose identity comes from God, right?
Yes, exactly. We honestly, this book, like you said, is for women, but we encourage fathers who have daughters who are teen, college age girls, who they can see the struggle, but they have no idea how to help them. They have no idea how to come into their world and present these truths. This book is an invaluable resource for those fathers and those mothers who have these daughters that are struggling. They want to get the truth into their hands. Well, we're just kind of like one generation older from these girls, and a lot of times they're willing to listen to us because we're not so old.
You know, exactly. We got to go to break. We'll be right back right after this. This is Bill Martinez Live.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Hi, I'm Jen London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Tell you, ladies, you know, when you hear that song and that lyric, if you think about it from a spiritual standpoint, it does have application, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because once you know God, and I mean really know God, when you know God, it's in the valleys of life. It's. We'll be right back.
Charles, I guess there's a knot in the cord here. And I don't know what you heard. If you heard me relating the story about dating my daughter, did you hear much of that?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
That sounds awesome.
Well, what happened was when she was about 2 years old and I was doing a Bible study, and a dear friend came to me and said, Bill, he says, let me give you a bit of advice. He goes, date your daughter. And so when that happened, I mean, to your point, we were talking about, you know, dads and the daughter relationship and how special that could be. And I can say to you, it just made a huge difference because I wanted her to understand that, hey, when it came time for a man to court you, he wasn't going to honk his horn at the, you know, at the curb, and he was going to open the door for her and treat her like a lady and do all that. And the benefit on it was just so incredible. But the ironic thing about it, because I had four sons as well, she was the only daughter. And so when I started doing that, the voice came up to me and go, hey, Dad, what about us?
It wasn't that time.
Yeah, exactly. So we did. We had to work that into the schedule as well. But I got to tell you, the benefit, and I share that with, you know, other dads that may be having young daughters, that was a huge, huge deal and experience, because now you have a chance to, you know, talk with them, have that relationship, so that when you, you know, gets time to have some really difficult discussions, you know, you've gone through it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We experienced that in our own family as well. Our dad was always really, really involved and modeled for us, you know, what godly manhood looked like and treated us like ladies. He was a gentleman. So when guys came knocking on our door, he had set a really high standard, and we had that relationship, like you said. So there was that open communication. We valued his opinion. We respected him because of the time that he took to invest in us when we were young.
Exactly. Well, in your book, you say when it comes to beauty, true love and hard word. Break that down for the audience, would you?
Okay, yeah. So we broke it down in part three, like you said, when it comes to beauty, true love, and hard work. Those are kind of topical chapters because girls and women have so many questions about beauty. And beauty, or the title is Beauty That Doesn't Need a Runway, because like you talk about, like we talked about earlier in our modeling experiences, outward beauty is not the thing that's going to fulfill a woman. So we really break that down and help girls who struggle with beauty issues to find where their real worth and identity and value comes from. And then, of course, when true love and femininity collide, it's all about romance and relationships, but helping women understand that God designed us as a female for a reason, and that when we embrace his roles for the male and female in romantic relationships, it just works so much better. So we break that down. And then last, hardworking women doing it right is chapter 10. And we really... we head on this tackle the issue of women and work and really striving to merge our earthly work with our eternal value, and talking about how God loves hardworking women, but making sure our motivation for why we're working is right.
Exactly. Well, and you think about it, you know, God designed us, he said, to be fruitful and multiply.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's going to bless the labor of our hands if we honor him. And this is something I believe that's a dynamic in our country today, where people are so frustrated, is because they just want to work. They want to go out and be productive, you know, support their families, you know, be a part of the solution, not be more of the problem, you know?
Work is a pre-fall mandate from the Lord anyway. So in Genesis, we see God assigning us to work, you know, in Adam before sin even entered the world. So it is an awesome thing that we need to pursue.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the fourth one, you have choosing to become a girl defined by God.
Yes. Now, that is kind of a, hey, girls, let's go do this. Because up to this point in the book, they've learned so many things about the lies of feminism, of counterfeit femininity. Let's get back to God's design. You know, let's understand what God thinks about beauty, true love, and hard work. And now that you have all this head knowledge, we really want to challenge women and girls to put it into action. And it takes a great girl to do that. Because like we talked about earlier in the show, it is an extremely countercultural thing to embrace so many of God's ideas. You know, 100 years ago, these things would have been normal, but the title of our book is God's Radical Design for These Things, because today, some of these things we're talking about have become so radical in our modern culture.
Kind of amazing that we find ourselves in that position today, that things that are right, that are pure, and holy are radical. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, now we can hear you. We're kind of going in and out.
Okay.
Okay, here we are. Okay, awesome. Yeah, so Girl Defined is available. It actually releases tomorrow, May 17th. It's going to be in stores nationwide. You can currently pre-order Girl Defined, God's Radical Design for Beauty, Femininity, and Identity on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, all major outlets. And today, actually, yeah. Okay, yeah. So today we're giving away a huge pre-order bonus package, actually, some other materials that we created to go along with Girl Defined. So if anyone's thinking about buying it, today would be the day, because this deal is going to end tomorrow, so we're giving away a huge bonus package. And you can also find more information about it at our website, which is girldefined.com.
Yeah, and I think that the fact that you're doing, you know, the Bible, the associated Bible study with this, I mean, this is a journey and a process that, you know, because this could hit, you know, this is going to hit girls, you know, this could hit them pretty hard. Because when you into contrast with what should be versus where you are, I call that the grief to happiness ratio. Mm-hmm. And you find yourself grieving that, you know, yeah, okay, you made some bad decisions, but, you know, God, God's in the redemption business. And the reason that you're even having these thoughts and dealing with this is because it's time to be redeemed.
Yes, exactly. You're kind of feeling the promptings of the Holy Spirit. And that's, like you said, God is in the restoration business. And we preach that message loud and clear in our book, regardless of where a woman or a girl has been, regardless of the struggles that she's currently facing, whether openly or secretly, God can completely redeem her and heal her and set her future on an entirely different course. And that's why we have the chapter-by-chapter study guide, like you mentioned, to help girls really digest some of this hard content and break it down. We include prayers, questions, bullet checkpoints, just ways for girls to dig deeper into this.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kristen, have you found that the girls that are most successful, I mean, you know, when you're going down this personal and profound journey, when you have said, okay, look, I want to have a changed life and I want to take God for his word, that you really kind of need to, you know, I've seen anyway by experience, is you need to draw back a little bit. This isn't the kind of thing that you go out and live wide open. You find, you know, a couple of prayer partners, people who are serious about maturing in God, who can really, truly come alongside, because, you know, this process can be brutal to a degree.
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely. And we share some of that in our book, Girl Defined, about it is, it's a very personal thing, and it's something that requires a quiet spirit before the Lord, you know, not a proud spirit, a humble spirit saying, you know, God, I trust you. You are my authority source. I'm going to believe what your word says by your grace. I'm going to humbly submit to your plan and then walk in obedience. And so much of that really does have to start in our hearts.
Well, Bethany, you also talk about femininity worth fighting for. We've got about 40 seconds left, and this is probably something where the girls are going to have to read the book to really get a handle on it. Is there a short summary on that?
Yes, we are huge fans of proponents of femininity, and we think God's design for it is awesome and amazing. We've experienced his incredible design for femininity, and with culture kind of trying to wipe that out and neutralize gender, we want to get girls back to the true meaning of femininity, and that's why we wrote this book, Girl Defined, that girls can understand the beautiful, incredible design God has, and that's in part 5, the very end of our book, Femininity Worth Fighting For.
Well, girls, let me tell you, I think you need to, I'm talking about the girls at large here in the audience, get your hands on the book, go to the website, girldefined.com for more information. This will be a blessing beyond measure, I know for sure. Former models Kristen Clark and Bethany Baird have been with us on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, ladies.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply nitrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Again, 855-305-8326.